Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Dina King, publisher of ncprints.com, member of the Rivals Yahoo Sports Network. We're here again for another edition of the NC Prints Radio Show. I'd like to thank all of our listeners today. Joining me on the broadcast is my co-host, NC Prep Staff Analyst Dolphus Pearson III. How are you doing today, Dolphus?
I'm doing good, Miss Dina. I'm doing good. Still trying to get over all that 4th of July food, but glad to be here as always.
Well, I hope all of our listeners did have a great July 4th holiday, getting every day, getting closer to that first kickoff of the 2018 high school football season. Pretty much anticipated year, one of my favorite parts of the year when we start high school football.
Absolutely.
So today, a little info that we'll be talking about today. We have the latest football, high school football recruiting news in North Carolina, and a recap of the BPO Sports All-American Challenge that was held this past weekend in Charlotte. So we're going to open up the first segment, the class of 2019 football recruiting, brought to you by ScoreStream, one of our major sponsors here for NC Prep. ScoreStream is the best fan-driven high school sports app and platform to empower fans, schools, teams, and media companies with the tools to provide accurate and real-time sports coverage. If you don't have that app, I suggest you get it. It comes in very handy when you're at a game Friday night and you're wanting to know about a rival or maybe a possible opponent coming up, or just in general if you're at your local high school game and want to know what's going on in the big game on another part of the state. You usually can find that score and get updates for that. So I highly suggest you download that app if you can, ScoreStream. So, Dolphus, we're going to jump into the recruiting. Tristan Miller, an offensive tackle from Charlotte Country Day. We talked about him for a couple weeks. Really talented offensive lineman. Number one ranked offensive lineman in the class of 2019 here in North Carolina. He decided June 29th he's going to join Coach Dave Dorn in the North Carolina State Wolfpack. He picked the pack on June 29th. He picked them over the UNC, Arkansas, Kentucky. We've seen Tristan. What's your thoughts on Tristan?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Coach Doreen definitely got a stud in this kid. As you stated, Tristan, a 6'6", 275-pound offensive lineman. We saw him extensively at the Freak Show, and he just absolutely dominated just with his size and performance and everything like that. And also, him going through the camp circuit definitely helped him out as far as the recruiting aspect goes. I remember late last season, Tristan actually didn't have any offers, and Langston Wirtz of the Charlotte Observer actually wrote an article about that, just about, you know, how quickly he shot up the recruiting boards and everything like that. He's a great kid. He's a great player. He has a frame that he can add on another 20 pounds easily in his freshman year and dominate the ACC competition for 4 years to come. But, again, Coach Doreen and his recruiting coach, Coach Faulkner, got a great player in Tristan Miller.
And we'll stay in Raleigh. Christian Rory, defensive lineman out of Enloe. He decided July the 3rd to commit to Coach David Cutcliffe and the Blue Devils over local schools, UNC, East Carolina, NC State, were some of the top schools on Christian's list. He also attended the Freak Show at UNC a few weeks ago. You got to see him in action. What was your thoughts on Christian?
Yes, ma'am. Christian Rory, he's one of those players that has an incredibly high ceiling. He's yet to tap into really, you know, that star potential that he definitely possesses. He's a 6'6 defensive end, 240 pounds. He's very athletic. He moves well. He uses his hands great. and a lot of schools got on him early just due to, you know, that that potential aspect. But again, he's a big time player, one of the biggest bright spots coming out of Enloe High School in a very long time. And again, you know, it was very honored. I was very glad to hear that he had chosen the Duke Blue Devils. He's a great kid, and like I said, his best football is just in front of him. He's yet to tap into that potential, and he can really be a dominating force at that strong side or weak side defensive end position. And you can also plug him in as one of the interior defensive linemen as well. So he's very versatile. He's very athletic. And again, like I said, just like Tristan Miller, he's another kid that can add on another 20, 30 pounds just due to having such a solid frame and still have the space to fill out.
Well, yesterday, July 4th, was a special day for Kenique Bonner-Stewart, the quarterback at Huff High School in Cornelius. He decided yesterday on the 4th to commit to Temple over Old Dominion and Tulane. Really great quarterback for the Huskies there in at Huff. He three-star commit. I've seen him in action at Rivals Camp, had a good Rivals Camp. Just had a great season period in 2017 for the Huskies. Passed for over 2,500 yards, and he's the dual threat. He can also run. He ran for over 600 yards and 13, 14 touchdowns. So Temple is getting a very good athlete at the quarterback position. He told me that the coaches up there wanted a Dak Prescott type of quarterback, and, you know, he looks and looks a lot like Dak Prescott, and hopefully get some early playing time up there for the Owls. So any comments on Kenique?
Absolutely. I actually first found out about Kenique Bonner-Stewart late last season. I wrote an article on him for our NC Press website, and as I was studying his film, it just kind of jumped out to me, you know, just how smart of a passer and decision-maker he is. He's 6'3", 215 pounds. As you stated, he's a dual-threat guy. He has an incredible, incredible arm. All of his short to intermediate throws are precise, and he can even connect on the deep ball. And again, it was a little surprising that school started getting on him as of late in his process. However, you know, just going into his senior year, he can kind of sit back and relax now, knowing that he's going to such a great program as Temple. And as you stated, I definitely could see Kenique playing right away just due to such his great decision-making skills and his pocket awareness and pocket presence. And he has a big-time Division I arm that can definitely get that ball out to those speedy receivers out there in Philadelphia.
Another player we've talked to right much here lately because he's a four-star player out of Person High School, Joshua Harris. He was supposed to make a decision a couple weeks ago, but he pushed it back. He's going to be making his decision on July 9th. A really, really powerful defensive tackle. He has NC State, UNC, Tennessee, Duke among his favorites. I will tell you this, if you pick NC State has just done a tremendous job on the defensive line this year. They put together a tremendous class. I do not know where he's going to be heading, but, you know, sometimes you can look at where kids go to on their visits, and he's been at NC State a lot here lately. So, totally shocked me for him to pick NC State. Your thoughts on Josh Harris?
Yes, ma'am. As you stated, Josh Harris, without a doubt, probably the most powerful, strongest defensive lineman in all of the class of 2019. He's the number four prospect in the state of North Carolina, and as you stated, he's been in North Carolina State a lot. As of recently, he's been at State a lot. Coach Doreen and his staff have been doing a great job of, you know, really getting him out on campus as much as possible. And another thing that we know has to be appealing to him, as you stated, is the fellow commits of T.J. Clark, Savion Jackson. Also, you got Drake Thomas back there at the linebacker corps. They are really revamping that defense, and they are getting some studs just in the state of North Carolina itself. You know, they're getting these in-state talents. And they're really pulling away. Like, for example, Josh Harris, as you said, he had offers from, you know, every major program in the nation, from the ACC all the way down to the SEC. And, you know, they're State is really pushing the point to these guys that they can stay at home and, you know, play right away and play in front of their family and everything like that. And they've really done a great job as far as recruiting and getting these in-state talent on the defensive side of the ball. So, as you stated, if Josh Harris commits to NC State on Monday, man, oh, man, definitely Coach Doreen and his staff definitely need some pats on the back because they will be boasting one of the best recruiting classes in this year's signing class.
Well, just in my opinion, and we're just talking about the Big Four schools, NC State, UNC, Wake Forest, and Duke. Recruiting-wise in state, NC State is just on fire. I mean, I give them credit. They're number one right now. And then I would give Wake Forest, with additions of Donovan Green and Nolan Grohl, outstanding four-star wide receivers. I give them the nudge at number two, Duke, with the Rory commitment and a couple other ones.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah Kemp and the Davis kid out of Gastonia. Give Duke maybe third place, and fourth place is UNC. UNC needs to start landing some in-state kids. I believe they've only got two in-state kids with Coleman Reich and Wilton Spotsfield out of Havelock and Reich out of Ledford in their class. So
yep.
UNC needs to pick up, you know, some momentum here, and I'm sure they will try to see how they do on the field for the 2018 season, because, as you know, nothing's ever finalized until these kids sign the papers.
Yes, ma'am.
We will see, and just hats off to all these players on making these decisions, and best of luck with them. And you know, we'll be certainly following these kids' process in the 2018 season. So we're going to jump into the second segment. It was the VTO All-American Challenge segment brought to you by VTO Sports. VTO Sports is the leader in combines and camp space. They provide a group of events that enable the student athletes and family the opportunity to fully develop and compete as they determine their path in the high school recruiting process. Dolphins, I know you was unable to attend. You had work and everything, but
yes,
this
ma'am.
Was a two-day event held at Mallard Creek High School in Charlotte this past weekend. Over 140 kids from all over the nation came, seeing license plates from Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi. And I'm sure people had to come fly in. There was kids there from Texas, California. So a great, great mixture of players from all over the state, all over the nation, excuse me, came in and had a great two-day camp. First day, Vince Jacobs, we had him on a couple weeks ago, and his staff, they tried to put some fun into this. They had a lot of competition, drills and everything, and it was just an enjoyment to watch these kids compete. The first segment of the camp, they split them up and they did some drills and everything, and preliminary competition for later on in the camp, and then they took a break, and then they had a speaker there, a couple of speakers to talk to the kids, and one of them that Vince said was very impressive was a speaker that talked about mental health in football.
I think
that's becoming a big issue in the sport of football, mental health. And he gave the kids, you know, his personal information if they ever needed to get in touch with him, if they started to have issues. And Vince said that he made a very big impression, and it was a great presentation. And then in the second session of the night, when it got a little bit cooler because it was up in the upper 90s there in Charlotte, they did a lot of competition drills, and they split the linemen up and the skills people up, and they had their own little special challenges and everything. And then on Sunday, the second day, they had 7-on-7 games, which was just really great. Had a lot of kids make a lot of plays. And then they had their final challenges winners, and then they had their presentation award. And I thought it was a really great event for the first time. And of course, you go through growing pains and learning new things when you start something. But I feel this was a great event. It's going to be a great event to attend in the future. So with that said, I'm going to honor the BTO All-Americans that were from North Carolina. And I'll do the first team, and I'll let you do the second team, and then we'll do the honorable mention. And the first team, quarterback Vincent Amendola from Leesville Rose, 2019 quarterback. He also won the quarterback accuracy award at that event. We've seen Vincent in Durham, and you know, he just has this, I don't know, his team, he led his team to the 7-on-7 championship. He just has this confident look that he's gonna just drive his team down the field and score every time. And you know, he was a finalist in the strongest arm contest. He got beat out by a kid from Georgia, R.J. Walker, who threw it 67 yards in the air.
Oh, wow.
So, Vincent's got a strong arm. He threw it at least 60-plus yards. So your thoughts on Vincent, seeing him?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. As you stated, you know, just seeing Vincent in Durham, he is a competitor. He's a winner. As you said, he has that winning mindset, that winning mentality. And he steps up to any challenge that's presented in front of him. I was able to see his arm strength early in the camp on back a few weeks ago. I saw him throw a back shoulder fade ball, and it, again, like I said, it looked like a collegiate throw coming from a high school rising senior. So again, Vincent Amendola, he's a great quarterback. I know one of his coaches, Rainier Rackley at Leesville Road, very well, and he says the kid is just an absolute wonderful role model. He's one of those guys that every coach wishes he could have a team full of. And everything's going to come to fruition for him as far as recruiting goes and things like that. He currently doesn't have any offers, but he is receiving a lot of FCS interest as well as some very high-powered D2 programs as well. So he's definitely going to fall in the right predicament and in the right situation. And, again, like I said, whoever grabs him, he's definitely one of those sleeper quarterback prospects for sure.
And there's three other kids from North Carolina that made the BTO All-American first team. Wide receiver Toshiro Spivey out of E.E. Smith High School in Fayetteville, 2019. Wide receiver, I think he's picked up an offer from Duke here lately. Offensive lineman Michael Smith from Franklinton, North Carolina, 2019. He has an offer from Mercer, and I expect him to just start getting some more interest and offers possibly because, I mean, he's 6'3", 300 pounds. He's been going to several local offensive lineman camps. He's just kind of under the radar, so I expect Michael to start being recruited a lot more. And then defensive lineman J.T. Whitmore, who's recently going to transfer to Mallard Creek High School from Rocky River, 2020 defensive lineman. We've seen him at several camps, and he's won MVP at every camp that I've went to. A great kid, great explosive on the defensive line. So those are the four. They all won the MVP awards, top player in each of their category, Amendola in quarterback, Spivey at wide receiver, Smith at offensive line, and Whitmore at defensive line. So now we're going to go with the second team, and if you could introduce those to our listeners.
Yes,
office.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So for our second-team VTO All-Americans from North Carolina, we had running back C.J. Hayden from Freedom High School of the class of 2019. We actually had a freshman make the VTO All-American team, wide receiver Elijah Horton from Charlotte Latin of the class of 2021. Also, we had Jalen Vinson, linebacker from Cleveland High School of the class of 2019. And then lastly, to round out that second team, we had defensive back Jabez Gorm from Southwest Guilford High School, who's class of 2020. Congrats to all those players again.
And, you know, it's impressive about Horton being one of the youngest kids there and basically being the runner-up of the MVP of that wide receiver class, who I watched those, and there were some extremely talented kids there at the wide receiver position. So we're going to go on to the honorable mention. We had quarterback Sean Brown, Middle Creek High School, 2020 quarterback. Running, I know this kid is one of your favorites. You saw in Durham, running back Todd Good at St. David's Academy, 2019,
yes.
Out of Raleigh. I know you really liked him down in Durham.
Yes, ma'am.
Wide receiver, very athletic.
I'm sorry.
Wide receiver, Corin Artis at Cleveland High School, 2020. Wide receiver, Isaiah Davis McCallum, T.W. Andrews, 2019 kid. And defensive lineman, Desmond Morgan out of Glenn High School in 2020. And I just wanted to congratulate all those kids and want to congratulate Vince and Vince Jr. and all his staff on a very successful VTO All-American Challenge. They had not many kids can say that they go to a camp and get actual instruction from former college and pro players. VTO, they have Ryan Houston, who played at UNC, Alrick Mullins, who played at UNC, Daryl McFadden, who I believe went to East Carolina, quarterback.
Yes.
And they also had Quentin Kobles, who helped out with the defensive lineman this past weekend, and he's former UNC player and first-round draft pick of the New York Jets. So, I mean, how many kids can say they worked out and was coached by a first-round draft pick? So, very big
exactly.
Day in Charlotte for football. If you like football and just wanted to see some good competition, it was a great event to go to, minus the heat, of course, because it felt like it was 120 degrees out there on that turf. But, you know, kids, they're young and they're used to it, so just a very good event to attend. Glad it was in North Carolina. Your thoughts on the event?
Yes, ma'am. Again, as you stated, you know, just a big shout out to, you know, Mr. Vince Jacobs and everybody over there at VTO. They just done a great job really putting out a platform for players that are kind of under the radar, you know, kind of miss that exposure of some of the big-time players. And they do a great job of not only helping them get that exposure, but giving them the knowledge and the tutelage needed to take it to the next level. And also, again, as you stated, you know, just having those former college guys and NFL guys that, you know, you grew up watching on TV and now they're hands-on with you, things like that, it's just an experience that, you know, not only that you'll remember for the rest of your playing days, but something that you'll remember for the rest of your life, because it's truly an opportunity that everybody would like to have, but not everybody is fortunate enough to have. And, again, VTO makes that affordable, possible option for these players. And, again, we just can't thank them enough for everything that they do for our football community.
And one last note. I know this wasn't on the itinerary, but I got this info late this morning. And my good friend, Coach Terrence from Cary Coaching Precision, located in Cary, North Carolina, they're having their 10th annual football food drive camp on July 14th from 9 to 4 at Colonial Baptist Church in Cary, North Carolina. It's a great event to go to. They They're in with North Carolina's food bank to raise food for the Stop Summer Hunger. Camps open ages 5 to 17, and they're going to have some former college players, NFL players, and local coaches involved in there. Just a great event. Coach Trance has always been a good supporter of me, and just wanted to bring that up. Any people interested, any kids interested to go there, includes a T-shirt and a lunch. A pre-registration, it's $60 to attend, and they hope that you bring 5 or more canned goods to this camp to help put a stop to this hunger issue that is very big in the state. So they're hoping to raise over 3,000 pounds of canned goods. They've raised over 9,500 pounds in over the past 9 years, and their goal this year is to raise 2,000 pounds in 7 hours. So if you're kid that was wanting to go to a camp and wanting to help your community, I'd suggest you attend this event on July 14th at Colonial Baptist Church in Cary.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, that's just a great, great event. And the philanthropy, you know, on the coaching staff to have to, you know, kind of, you know, really fight that hunger that, like you said, has been plaguing our state for so long is just awesome.
Well, we're going to wrap up this show today. I had a pretty big show today with a lot of info. Hope to be back next week with our more recruiting news and any other news dealing with North Carolina high school sports. Like I said, we're getting closer each and every day to high school football kickoff, and I just want to thank our listeners for joining us today. And Dolphus, thank you for joining the show again today, and I hope you have a great day and enjoy talking high school football, high school sports with you today.
Yes, ma'am. The pleasure is always mine. Again, thanks to all our listeners again for tuning in. I hope everyone has a blessed and safe day, and please try to stay cool because it's definitely scorching out here.
Well, thanks again to all of our listeners, and we will see you next time. Thank you, and don't forget to check out NC Preps for your North Carolina High School football needs. Thank you, and see you next time.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.